From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, January 13th. Many Butte County residents are experiencing a familiar feeling as they watch wildfires rage across Southern California. NSPR's Anthony Vosick reports on the current risk of fire in the North State.
It's unlikely Butte County will experience a large wildfire this season. Taylor Nilsen, executive director of the Butte Fire Safe Council, says the county has received a good amount of rain this year, unlike Southern California.
There hasn't been a lot of rainfall to provide moisture to the vegetation in those communities. And additionally, Southern California, typically around this time, is impacted by the Santa Ana winds.
The exact time CAL FIRE declares wildfire season changes annually and is dependent on multiple factors, including precipitation. The risk in Butte County is generally highest from early spring through December. Nilsen says that because risk is lower this time of year, now is the time, North State residents can prepare their homes by creating defensible space.
So that should anything catch on fire, it doesn't cause other vegetation nearby to then catch on fire and spread. That includes limbing up trees, typically removing trees, limiting the amount of brush, and then moving wood piles away from the home.
The Butte Fire Safe Council has several programs that help protect homes. For example, they can send a contractor who will come onto a property and chip already down trees at no cost. Also, Nilsen says anyone who is low income, elderly, or has a disability is encouraged to reach out to the Butte Fire Safe Council for assistance on creating a defensible space. In Chico, I'm Anthony Vosick.
In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom released his proposed budget Friday, meeting the state's deadline. Newsom's finance director went over the details of the $322 billion spending plan as Newsom deals with the Los Angeles County wildfires. The budget is projected to be the second biggest in state history. It includes a $363 million surplus, with the state taking in an estimated $17 billion more in revenue than planned. The spending plan also comes with a lot of uncertainties. Damage from the fires in Southern California hasn't been totaled yet, but some estimates say it could be at least $135 billion. The federal government is supposed to compensate the state for federally declared disaster cleanup, but the state will be accountable for some of those costs. Furthermore, potential tariffs and changes to immigration policy pose specific risks to the state's economic outlook. The final budget is due in June. And fire insurance may soon become more affordable. That's due to new regulations passed by California's Department of Insurance last month. Insurance companies are now required to increase the number of comprehensive coverage policies in places where wildfires are likely to happen. Michael Soller is California's deputy insurance commissioner.
Insurance companies have to increase their writing in areas where they're not writing as enough policies. And just to be clear, right now there's zero requirement for insurance companies. Prior to these regulations, insurance companies were free to choose where to write policies. And that's really causing the problem we're seeing today.
Soller says the new rules mean insurance companies will have to reinsure some homes that are now on the FAIR plan. It's expensive and is the state's insurance of last resort. The rules go into effect this year. They require insurance companies to increase the number of policies they write in wildfire-distressed areas by 5% each year until a statewide market share of 85% is reached. That includes in Butte County and other communities that have experienced devastating wildfires. And finally, in Chico, city officials have spent millions of dollars clearing illegal campsites and forcing people to relocate so the items and trash left behind can be removed. But an organization in Humboldt County has a different approach. The People of New Directions is a nonprofit which employs unhoused people and provides them with materials to clean up trash in encampments. NSPR's Anthony Vosick spoke with coordinator John Shelter to learn more.
In 2012, we created an entity called New Directions, and basically it was a social enterprise for the nonprofit that I ran, and I created the program while I was the executive director there. And basically the board of directors decided to close it down, so we went out into business on our own. And we have two trucks, we have three trailers, we have a dump truck, we have ATVs, we have wagons that we can go down trails. We've done this all by ourselves. No government funding. We started this with my own truck. I have one employee. I've gone through 197 employees now, and they're all working and stuff. Basically, we get hired to do the job that nobody else really wants to do, and that's go in and greet the homeless and talk to them and clean up the mess that sometimes, because they have no dumpsters and everything, you guys are upset with the homeless because they have this trash, but they're surviving. There's no dumpsters that they can take their trash to. It's illegal to put trash in somebody else's dumpster.
When you're looking for people to employ for this program, how do you find them and what does the process of being hired look like?
The individuals that I hire are from these camps. When we're going through a camp, if somebody's interested and they start helping us and everything, then basically what we do is we put them into our training portion of our program where they're paired up to one of our other individuals that were homeless at one point. And we put them through a 2-week trial period where they actually get paid. And then if they decide they like what we do and we like what they do, then we hire them. When we started this, there was nobody actually thinking that the homeless population can be organized and actually created into a workforce. And I know we like to feed people, and I love to feed people and take care of them. But if we don't bring them into a place and we just feed them like animals, here's a to-go box, goodbye. You know, that's not going to help anybody. We have to rebuild people from the inside out.
How long on average do people usually work for People of New Directions?
Well, I have my 4 anchor people, which are the ones working right now. They've been with me for a very long period of time. And then we bring in the other 4 people, the other homeless population that needs a positive work history. People know we have a very good reputation of our work history here. We now have a contract with the city of Arcata. And we have a contract to clean up the city of Fortuna and Humboldt County Roads. And these are all to deal with homeless encampments. We had one gentleman. He was a very nice gentleman, but I remember him from 7 years prior where he couldn't keep a needle out of his arm. So he went to drug court, got cleaned up, couldn't find a job because of his history. We worked together. I took him out on a couple jobs. We worked with the county, and I didn't realize that drug court had put him through a training process to learn how to be an apprentice for the union. We picked up 2,243,000 pounds.
In Humboldt County alone.
In Humboldt County alone. We've picked up, now this number is staggering, 13,789 syringes.
My next question was about how much involvement police officers and city officials have throughout all the cleanups.
We only call them if we actually need them, and that's not very often because I work with their peers and the other homeless people that they know. Remember, people get chased from one city to another. So they all seem to know each other. I don't need law enforcement to walk into a homeless encampment. We just say good morning.
What has been the overall impact of the People of New Directions in Humboldt County so far, and how do you measure your success?
I think we've changed the perception of what a homeless person can do. And everybody knows I work with the homeless, but they're no longer scared to have the homeless that I work with come to their houses to do work. That's a change. When I first started this, that was the biggest fear. Hey, John, we know you, and we know you're doing a good job, but you're going to bring these people to our house, and then they're going to come back at night and rob us. Never happened. It's a fear.
Can you see a similar organization, similar like kind of model being implemented in other counties that are facing similar issues?
I would love to help them get started. I can see this working, but you have to have the understanding. I'm 66 years old, and I'm running around with these guys that are half my age, and to see them take care of me is truly a wonderful thing. You know, people just don't understand the homeless population. They see it from the outside, and nobody wants to get inside.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick speaking with John Shelter, the coordinator of the People of New Directions. And those were your headlines for Monday, January 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.